Vertical Aerospace's eVTOL can fly. The passenger business is still unproven. Support Cleantechnica's work through a Substack subscription, on Patreon, or on Stripe. Help us produce all of the high-quality, original content we publish week after week, despite the challenges of content-scraping AI, anti-social media, inflation, and other hurdles. Vertical Aerospace's July appearance at the Farnborough International Airshow was a real engineering milestone. The company publicly demonstrated piloted transition between vertical and wingborne flight, something a powered-lift aircraft has to do safely and repeatedly before certification can advance. Vertical then flew on successive days in front of a large public audience. The achievement deserves to be treated as engineering progress rather than dismissed, because the company is still pre-commercial. It also shows how easily technical progress can be mistaken for evidence about the market. Farnborough did not put paying passengers into routine service, establish commercial utilization, or demonstrate that passenger revenue can support the aircraft, its operations, and the infrastructure around it. Those are different questions from whether talented engineers can make an eVTOL fly. The aircraft milestone narrowed technical uncertainty. It did much less to narrow commercial uncertainty. Vertical's financing history makes that separation unusually visible. When the company entered public markets in 2021, it said roughly $300 million of transaction proceeds and convertible senior secured notes exceeded the approximately $250 million. It then projected spending through certification and scale production. 5 years later, Vertical is targeting certification in 2029, and outside capital is still funding the path toward it. Aerospace schedules slip and development budgets expand, but the original investment proposition remains a useful denominator for assessing what the public listing was expected to accomplish. The full TFIE strategy briefing analysis follows what happened between that 2021 financing proposition and the September 11 AGM. How the capital structure changed, why the stock market listing now matters to the financing machinery, and what that means for common shareholders. Vertical announced another approximately $100 million of financing in August, shortly after the Farnborough demonstrations. Its H1 2026 business update said cash, financing commitments, and anticipated facility draws provided at least 12 months of runway, while the company continued spending on certification, manufacturing readiness, and hybrid electric development. That is not evidence of imminent failure. Development stage aerospace companies routinely need successive rounds of capital, and a company that can still raise money has options. It does mean the program has not made the transition from investor financing to customer financing. The capital structure has also become more complicated over time. Vertical now uses a mix of common equity, convertible securities, preferred capital, and committed financing facilities, rather than the comparatively simple 2021 proposition that public market proceeds would fund the critical development phase. Different forms of capital carry different claims, dilution, and control implications. Going much further into those mechanics here would reproduce the central paid analysis. What matters publicly is that the ability to keep raising capital has become part of the program's path to certification. The pattern is relevant beyond Vertical. eVTOL developers have an unusually rich supply of legitimate technical events. Hover, piloted flight, wingborne flight, transition, certification stages, airshow demonstrations, factory announcements, and airline agreements. Each can support another news cycle and another valuation narrative. I argued in 2021 that advanced air mobility developers were trying to create a new mass passenger market, while regional electric aviation could build on airports, routes, and demand that already existed. By February 2026, my assessment was that certification progress was becoming more credible, while the commercial runway remained much less convincing. Successive financing rounds are not, by themselves, the indictment. Commercial aircraft development is brutally expensive. The denominator is the market that eventually repays the capital. A conventional regional aircraft program can still fail technically, miss certification, overrun its budget, or lose to competitors, but it is aimed at airlines, passengers, routes and airports that already exist. Urban and premium eVTOL passenger service has to prove both the aircraft and an obtainable market large enough to support development, certification, industrialization, operations, and specialized infrastructure. Vertical's September 11 annual meeting brings these issues together because the share price has again fallen around the NYSE's $1 continued listing threshold after the company previously encountered the same minimum price problem. Vertical's own 2024 financial update said that if the deficiency persisted, shareholders could be asked to approve a reverse split. The company subsequently implemented a 1-for-10 reverse share split in September 2024. September 11, 2026 is not a delisting deadline. The NYSE framework provides a cure process, and a share price recovery or other compliant action can restore the position. But the AGM arrives while Vertical still needs substantial external capital, and while listed equity remains important to its financing options, making the issue considerably more consequential than the optics of a sub-dollar stock. Vertical may continue to make strong technical progress. It may restore exchange compliance, raise more capital, and eventually certify its aircraft. Any of those outcomes would be meaningful. None would by itself establish the size or profitability of the passenger market. Farnborough moved the engineering case forward. 5 years of recapitalization show why the commercial case deserves its own test. The full TFIE strategy briefing traces the financing architecture and changing position of common shareholders, then examines what the September 11 AGM actually reveals about the business behind the aircraft. Sign up for Cleantechnica's weekly Substack for Zach and Scott's in-depth analyses and high-level summaries. Sign up for our daily newsletter and follow us on Google News. Have a tip for Cleantechnica? Want to advertise? Want to suggest a guest for our Cleantech Talk podcast? Contact us here. Sign up for our daily newsletter for 10-15 new cleantech stories a day. Or sign up for our weekly one on top stories of the week if daily is too frequent. Cleantechnica uses affiliate links. See our policy here. Cleantechnica's comment policy